When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
4 seconds to go. 23-23. 52-yard attempt for Bates. Left hash mark. North end zone uprights. Here's the snap. Here's the spot. Here's the kick. Plenty of distance. And it's good. And the Texans have their hearts broken tonight. 26-23. As the Detroit Lions win as time expires. Unbelievable. Texans go scoreless in the second half. And they go home without the win. Detroit, meanwhile, 7 in a row. 19 points in the second half to 0 for the Texans.
All right, that was it. That was Mark Vandermeer on the call last night. And that was it's a fun night for a while until the second half of football games. And that's become a very, very disturbing trend for the Houston Texans. It will be unvarnished here over the next couple hours, I think. That was the second half was embarrassing last night. For the offense, this is now a month they've gone without scoring a touchdown in the second half of a football game. And that was a game that was there for the taking against a really good football team. And you coughed it up last night.
A month?
A month. They last scored a second half touchdown, Seth. By the way, good morning. How are you?
Bah!
They last scored a second half touchdown on October the 13th, which was up in New England. Remember when they played New England? Remember that time they scored touchdowns in the second half of a football game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was right. Yeah.
So that was a month ago.
Those were the days. I remember those days.
Yeah, those were fun.
Mm-hmm.
So 26-23, the final score last night, and there's a lot to dig into.
I'm having a hard time this morning because in my mind, a play that ultimately wasn't like the play that lost the game or anything, and yet I feel like just was the perfect emblem for that entire game, was Titus Howard aggressively strip-sacking his own quarterback and then courageously recovering the fumble.
Falling on the ball.
Before disaster really could have happened, Titus recovered that fumble.
Yeah.
He went after it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of scrappiness we need on this team to cover up the errors of guys like Titus Howard.
He was swarming, man.
Who strip-sacked his own quarterback.
He was swarming that ball.
They were watching the defense, and they're like, man, those guys are getting a lot of pats on the back. And attaboys every time they knock the ball out after CJ throws an interception or after we go 3-and-out, the defense comes out and they get an interception.
Dude.
And everybody says, hey, good job. So Titus just figured maybe that's what I need to do to get some recognition around here.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe it's a function of the primetime game and the minimal amount of sleep I get in these situations.
Yeah.
I'm upset today.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're as angry as I've seen you.
I am very, very upset
today. I haven't
today
seen
with
you
this
angry since that time I told you it was National Donut Day, and it wasn't. Yeah.
I was mad that day.
You were
day.
Mad. You were you're pretty right. angry. This is even worse.
Well, you know what's worse about this? A lot of things. But as I'm looking up at the TV in our studio right now, like the national primetime game, like we are going to get bludgeoned over the head with this game. You won't be able to turn without people talking about this game on all the national platforms.
When throwing in five interceptions and trailing by 15-plus points, the last time a team won in that scenario was 1970, the Baltimore Colts. Back when they were an honorable franchise,
The Baltimore Colts, and they were still 16 years away from even being the Indianapolis Colts at that point.
Is that 70 or 80?
1970, it said up there. Yeah, 1970. Yeah, like that's the thing now. That's where this offense is right now.
Yeah.
Overall, and in the second half of football games, is that for the second time in 4 weeks, they are doing things that at a minimum, they defy math.
Yeah.
You know, like the Packers game defied math in a way. Like there was an 8% chance you were supposed to lose that game based on the turnover margin.
Mm-hmm.
And you found a way to lose that game. This is ridiculous last night. Like that every time the offense did something poor, that the defense would pick them up and go like that. The first 7 minutes of the second half where it was interception, like back it was a tennis match of interceptions.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest game for a while, and I could live with the weirdness until you started to realize, oh, crap, they're going to lose this game.
This weirdness is going to kill us.
It's going to kill us, yeah. And so this, I don't know what to do at this point because we're starting to bleed into an area with C.J. Stroud, and this is the part that is among many things, most concerning to me, is that especially recently with all the horrible pass protection and things like that, I could give C.J. Stroud a pass just based on what quarterback would be able to deal with being pressured 57% of the time and still function at a high level in the first half or second half, either half. C.J. Stroud was a huge reason they lost this game last night.
In the third quarter, we talk about, okay, come out and perform in the third quarter. Come out and perform in the third quarter. And C.J. threw two of the worst interceptions we've seen him throw.
It was on the first play.
Right. I mean, these aren't forced errors almost. It just feels like, man, something's not right. Yeah. First interception, the defensive player is just lurking there. And it wasn't like he was blind to him or anything. And then on the throw to Tank Dell where you could see Tank Dell come open immediately. And look, CJ had the defensive end because the defense did realize, oh, the Texans are trying to run boots and it's working out for them. The defensive end read the boot pretty well and was in CJ's face, but it's nothing we haven't seen many times before where it was enough space for CJ to load up and throw the ball.
Well, just drop it in an area. As open as Tank was
right
at the beginning of that play.
And it looked it was like three steps leading into the throwing motion where CJ looked a little uncertain of himself in a way that I don't think he used to.
That was the play for me. They're up 23 to 10 at that time. They're up 23 to 13 at that time. Because Detroit had gone down, gotten that touchdown, missed the 2-point conversion. So
the holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 23 to 13. That interception was the play that really turned that game for Detroit, I thought. Because if the Texans... If CJ hits Tank on that play and they're up 30-13, I think they win that football game. The way the defense was playing last night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that defense was I don't think they're coughing up a 17-point second half lead.
The one thing about the second half that really hurt the Texans was the injury to Lassiter, cuz at first, look, the Texans were responding to fire with fire, interception for interception, and but the offense was giving them nothing at all. But then once the Lions started to be able to get traction, and there were just moments, I heard Larry and Stafford call in last night where he was screaming that D'Amico needed to blitz, blitz, blitz. I felt the same, and then I realized, he can't trust the coverage right now if he blitzes. They just, without Lassiter out there, I mean, the Texans just cut D'Angelo Ross, who was not good but was playing heavily beforehand.
He played 100% of the snaps in two games.
Yeah, and they just cut him. So they're even down one more than they thought. Okuda, they thought, was coming back.
Right.
And he didn't. Lassiter has to leave the game, and I think D'Amico just didn't trust that they could blitz and that the Lions were too lethal. So it did. It ended up looking like bend but don't break defense, but with all the bending and a little bit of breaking, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Against an offense that has the weaponry to overcome somebody who was as bad as Jared Goff was last night.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I thought it was a strange game from this standpoint. I thought they put good pressure. They didn't sack Jared Goff one time in that game, and yet I thought they really affected him.
But at least one of the interceptions was actually a fumble. I mean, for all intents and purposes.
The Toa one.
Yeah, that was...
I was surprised they called that a pick.
D'Amico, his arm was moving forward just as he... But yeah.
Whatever. The part that has me the most upset... Two parts have me the most upset. One, the things that are going on with this offense in the second half of football games are things that, with a lot of franchises, necessitate some kind of change at some point. Whether it's the person calling the plays, I don't count the changes they made on the offensive line because those were thrust upon them by injury. Mm-hmm. I'm talking like you need to do something here. I don't know what it is, but you need to do something. I've never seen this before where you have an offense. This would be one thing if it was the David Culley Texans not scoring in the second half of games, where you got a bunch of journeymen, you got Davis Mills at quarterback, if it's not Tyrod Taylor at quarterback, and you're not scoring in the second half. You've got C.J. Stroud as your quarterback. I know Nico's out, but you still got some skill guys. We're talking about scoring a touchdown.
A touchdown. Touchdown.
I'm not saying you need to average 19 points a game in the second half or something like that.
Yeah, we could go through and find a lot of teams with bad wide receiving cores that have scored a touchdown in the second half in the last 4 weeks.
Yes.
It's not a really high bar to clear.
I think the other thing that has me so upset is this is such a blown opportunity for this team. You know, all the things that you and I are upset about here, that we're going to be upset about over the next couple hours, that people are going to be upset about over the next 10 hours on this station or however long after we're off the air, into the night, into the evening. That's been the tone for the last few weeks with this team, in losing 2 out of 3, in getting C.J. Stroud nearly killed. You win that game last night, and that... honestly, it's like a reset button. It all goes away. You're 7-3, and you just beat the best team in football at home. Don't care how you did it. You needed 5 picks to do it? Cool. I mean, you're operating without Will Anderson and Nico Collins. And so that's understood. Like, valiant effort, at least on one side of the ball, but such a missed opportunity for this team. And now, you know, like they have firmly settled into being in that layer of the league that is just an average football team that can compete with good teams at times and can lose to anybody.
I think, and if you go and you look at, really, in hindsight, at this season as you're rolling into it, okay, the offensive line is not getting the job done. That was the one area of the team that the Texans really didn't do a damn thing for, other than, hey, hope Kenyon's a different guy when he comes back.
Right.
That's what's frustrating about it. When you talk about, okay, what could they have done? Yeah, I know that teams don't typically trade for guards at the trade deadline. This is okay. Are you afraid to break the mold and you're just going to be the brave warriors that go out there with the same guys and just can't run the ball? Sean, it was glaring. I don't know why, and maybe it was just because they're wearing the monochromatic uniforms and a dark color, that the offensive line, it looked like boys versus men. Even as the Texans were rolling in the first half, They weren't rolling in the run game. They were getting destroyed in the run game. Joe Mixon had to fight his butt off just to get above 1 yard per carry.
25 carries for 46 yards.
Yeah, and he was at less than 1 yard per carry for a good chunk of the game. Yeah. So, and you look across the board on the offensive line, and they are just physically not capable of moving those Chicago defenders. So they're, okay, well, they're smaller and more athletic, except not really. Shaq, he's not that athletic. And Titus Howard is God knows what he is this year. Yeah. And they're physically ineffectual versus actual grown men.
Yeah, it's bad. Someone texts in, and appropriately so, because I just said there's no way they cough up a 17-point lead if they score that touchdown to Tank. Hey, Sean, they coughed up a 16-point lead. What the hell is 17 points? What I meant to say was there would have been, if they score that touchdown there would have been like 8 minutes left in the third quarter with a ton of momentum on their side. I don't think they cough up that 17-point lead at that point in the game, but I get it. Texter, I understand. Texter, this is what I would ask. Just please don't get super hyper literal with me like this morning.
This
is not the morning to do this with me, all right? Just so you know, I'm not in a good mood. All right, so hope you all are having a wonderful commute into work today. The Texans lose last night 26-23. This stark realization is something that is something that is really bothersome to me. And also, we'll hear from D'Amico Ryans. D'Amico Ryans was asked a great question last night right out of the chute at his press conference. And I thought the genesis of this question is one of the reasons why we get into all these close games. We'll talk about that coming up next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.